Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
I never thought I'd say Fruit Loops could be a gross display of wealth.
Okay.
But Billie Eilish found a way.
Yeah. Okay. She did.
She does not know the value of Fruit Loops. Like, legit. She got online to buy Fruit Loops and was like, oh, $35 for a box? That seems excessive. But she spent it. And I know that's not.
$35 for a box?
No, she got.
She thought that was a box.
Mini box. Oh, yeah. She thought that was a box. Okay, I see.
She literally doesn't know the value. Although, I can't tell you. Do you know how much milk is? Does anybody in this room know how much milk is?
One.
Okay, yeah. You're just saying. You're just going to say a number, but you don't know, right?
No idea.
It's about $4.98.
For a gallon.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Why did I ask milk? Anybody in the room,
right.
You know that.
But I really don't even look anymore either. I just.
He's going, do I need milk? I'm buying milk.
Exactly.
I don't.
Almond milk's like almost like $4.
Such a rip.
You should come over to the dark side.
No.
Because our stuff is not that much and it tastes delicious.
No, it's awful. It's bad.
No, our it. Not all, our stuff. Oh, I'm
yeah,
saying
yeah,
our,
yeah,
don't, ew, like, yours almond. Tastes like chemicals.
It doesn't. First off, almonds don't have nipples, so not sure what you're drinking.
Almond juice.
Okay. How do we turn this into a
right?
Basically what we want to hear is what's the grossest thing? Like, and I don't want to say gross, because I love it. I think it's cool.
Good for you, yeah.
Yeah, if you've got it, go.
Do it.
Flaunt it. We want to, but we call it gross displays of wealth.
Yeah.
You're Billie Eilish, and you don't even realize that you've just ordered 70 boxes.
Get out. Seriously?
That's she just thought, well, I don't know. 35 like, seems right.
Yeah. Fruit Loops. Good that's all right.
But it was a 70 mini boxes.
Oh, those are fun. The little fun size.
Oh, it's not enough.
Yeah, it's not. But you could open up. It's actually the bowl.
Did you? I've never. You're the first person who told me that.
They serrate the. You open up the top.
Did you know this, Amber?
You keep the cereal in the box. You just pour your milk in there. It's lined.
When you're camping,
yeah.
You just open it up. You turn the box on its side. Yep. Yeah, and then you pour the milk directly in. You don't need a bowl.
Nope.
Cool.
Comes your. Yeah.
You just.
So
never
I like
knew.
Her.
Rich people.
Yeah.
They know about the Fruit Loops. So there was another story that we found from TikTok. And I know Amber's got. Don't you have a friend who. What did your friend get for.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
What was it? Like for graduation?
For her high school graduation, her dad had like traveled the world and wanted to her to have this experience. So he paid for her and four of her girlfriends to go travel Europe for like, I think it was like almost the whole summer. And they went to like different places. And then in each different country, he would say like, Paris, you have to go to this restaurant. And I want a photo of each of these places wow. of you girls to make sure they like followed through and went. And
but he paid for it.
He paid for all of them to
four
do
of
it.
Them.
Five.
I said I was going to be cool with this, but I don't know why that.
Dang.
I think that's. I mean, that's awesome. He's given 5 girls, an experience of a lifetime.
Making memories for the kids. That's what parents are there for. Yep.
Making memories means like you get down and carve a pumpkin with them. It's not sending them with a blank check to Paris.
I remember that.
And Rome. You got to have, like, your whole life was a gross display. No, your parents didn't flaunt it, right?
No, they didn't at all. And I don't. As an adult, the only time I did is too long of a story. It's when I blew off a court date. I could have taken care of my.
That is a grotesque display.
Yeah,
I chose to play an obscene amount of insurance after that. A huge fine, mega
because
points
on my
license.
Because you didn't want to reap. Steve sucks so bad at parallel parking.
Yeah.
That he didn't want to have to parallel park a second time down at the Denver courthouse.
Yes.
So when they said, "Did you bring proof of insurance?" It's like, "Dang it, I forgot. Screw it."
I paid the fine
and then had to get an SR-22.
You're right, and pay more.
Which costs a ton of money.
And it lasted over a year, so I was paying more.
But
was so worth it that I didn't have to go all the way back down there. You know how much I hate that part of town.
I don't know.
It was worth the convenience.
It's not. And again, you're the guy who throws away change. Like, I could just go through all the things that you do where it's like, ooh, I dropped a dollar. It's only a dollar.
Right. And it's bending over. It's not even worth it.
For Steve, it's got to be a 20 or better before he'll bet. Legit. Like, I can't. Okay. Gross display of wealth. We want to hear your call. 303-222-5423 or text us at 51059. These people... With the Ray's Pizza, though. Where were they?
This is next level.
You got to respect them.
They were in Michigan. And somebody goes, oh, man, remember Ray's Pizza, which is a place in New York? Kid disappears, comes back, gets a call from his dad. Dad puts his dad on speakerphone. He's like, you're all set. They go get on a private jet, fly to New York. Then a helicopter picks them up and takes them to the Manhattan apartment to which they go to...
Ray's Pizza.
You got it. If you have the means, why not?
I mean, I thought I was balling out ordering Grubhub like 3 times this week.
I know.
You know? I was like, you're going for it, girl. Spend it like you got it. And they're like, day trip to New York pizza. What?
That's
what the heck?
Yep. There was somebody, I always remember this story, who was like a personal assistant for a very rich man. And there's some strawberry that comes out for like 1 week a year. And it's like, it's super rare. They're really big and they cost a fortune to get and they won't ship them because you just got to be there. He paid his assistant to get on a plane, fly there, buy two, like 4 packs of these strawberries.
Yeah.
So, and they're like $300 for a 4 pack.
Oh my gosh.
Whatever it is, fly all the way back, hand him the strawberries. He opens it up, eats 2 of them, closes it and says, you can have them.
I don't know.
They're not as good this year. Not into it. And I'm saying between 300 times 2 plus the airfare plus paying for all her expenses, it was probably $2,000 worth of strawberries. So that's 5, you know, so he eats 2 and is like.
And he shared. You got to respect that he shared.
You love that. I don't remember if he actually shared or he started to throw them away and she's like, I'll take them.
No, you were right. Oh. He was going to toss them.
That's a grotesque display of wealth.
It is.
Steve relates to all of this. Yeah. If you've been a part of one of these gross displays of wealth, we want to talk to you. Kendall?
Yeah, guys.
Yay.
Gross display of wealth.
Yeah, so I went to a school in Texas where there was lots of wealth, and a girl in my sorority, we were all driving around one night, and we went late night to go get Jimmy John's, and instead of putting it in drive, she put it in reverse, and reversed into the Jimmy John's, and crashed and totaled her brand new Porsche Cayenne. She's like, let's just leave it. My dad will just send me another one tomorrow, and he did. She left it. It was gone by the morning. Have no idea. And she got a brand new Porsche in her driveway the next morning.
And what?
Now they own the Jimmy John's.
Oh, my God. To get them to not press charges, right? I would not be surprised.
I'm buying this Jimmy.
Listen, we're just going to purchase.
She would also like be the girl that would get drunk and leave her brand new Louboutins, which, as you know, Amber, how much those cost.
Yeah,
She'd just leave them in the bar. And I'd go and I'd like put them in my purse and be like, girl, we're bringing these home.
What?
That's
because nothing has any value to her at all.
Had like nothing. Like we'd go to Neiman Marcus, and she'd charge everything for the whole group date, like for our group dates in the sorority. She would be like, "Put on my charge card," and had no. Would just be like, "Okay, no problem."
I need friends like that.
Right?
Really
yeah,
bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just normal for them.
Wow. Thank you for the call, Kendall.
Wow.
You just abandon. What is a Cayenne? 80 or
yeah,
more?
The base.
Easily.
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking about the shoes. I'm like, they're so pricey. Right, the car, too.
Caitlin?
Yay.
Gross display of wealth.
So my friend growing up in high school, she was constantly crashing her car, like once a month. And her dad just kept buying her Mercedes.
What?
Get her driving lessons.
Thank you.
How many people are we going to hear from? Like, I'm seriously going to buy my kids a beater, like a 96 Geo Metro.
Boom.
They crash it. They don't have a car. Here's a bike. Like, we don't have a Pez dispenser of cars.
Disposable cars, yeah.
That's wild.
How many cars do you think they bought them?
Oh, probably around 3 or 4.
Okay.
Jeez.
No, that's rational. All right.
Which is too many.
Yeah, 3 or 4 too many. Thank you for the call, Caitlin. Kenny G.
Yay.
Gross display of wealth.
Well, when I was young, I heard a story. Now, I can't get the exact date, but it was probably in the late 60s, early 70s. Elvis Presley, back in the day, he was so bored. He flew over here from Memphis, flew over here to Stapleton just to have toasted PBJs and hung out for a little bit and said, okay, let's go back. And they flew back.
Well, I think that's true.
Rocky Mountain News and Denver Post years ago. You know, this is when I was young. You know, I read it in the paper. I'm like, oh, my God.
I think there was a restaurant here that served it with something weird, like deep fried pickles or something.
Oh, and that's.
And I don't know if they put the pickles on the sandwich, but Elvis heard about it and decided, because he had FU money.
Right.
And flew
let's go try that.
You got to respect
nothing else
that.
Going on today.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice, and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.